Telebration is a worldwide celebration of storytelling. On Saturday, November 16th, the Cleveland Storytelling Guild presents Telebration, starting at 7 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church on 433 North Ocoee Street in Cleveland, Tennessee. I visited the Cleveland Storytelling Guild to learn more. As soon as I entered the Cleveland Library, I was met by a group of very bright-eyed people excited to share stories with me. Joyce Vanderpool gathers stories with the Cleveland Storytelling Guild.
Every year, the Cleveland Storytelling Guild holds Telebration, and Telebration this year will be held at First Presbyterian Church, right downtown Cleveland, on November 16th at 7 p.m. And there will be all kinds of telling, maybe a little bit of music, maybe some Jack tales, maybe some true stories, but never let the truth get in the way of a good story. You don't know if you can believe them or not.
If you attend Telebration, you can expect to see seven different people sharing stories at this family-friendly event.
Most of them are longtime storytellers, but we have a couple newbies. That doesn't mean they're not good. They're just newer.
Not just anyone can be a storyteller at Telebration.
As members of the Guild, we practice our stories with each other. We evaluate them. And then when it comes time for Telebration, we hold kind of auditions to make sure that the stories that you're going to tell are appropriate and that you've learned them right. And then we time them so that the program doesn't go 4.5 hours instead of the allotted time. And it will be a little less than 2-hour concert.
Judy Baker has been in the Guild since 1999.
A lot of the stories I tell are tall tales or semi-true tales of when I was growing up in Sand Lake, Tennessee. But I also like to tell the old Jack tales, the old traditional tales, the old Appalachian stories. And since time is limited, I'm going to tell you an Appalachian story. Now, once upon a time, there was this lady. Now, she was married, and her husband loved her. Oh, he loved her so much that he just could overlook how she acted sometimes. Because she was known to want to entertain men whenever he was gone. Now, he happened to be gone on a trip, and she had one of her men friends come by, and they were sitting at the kitchen table and just enjoying a cup of coffee when they heard a noise on the front porch. Oh, it's my husband. If he comes in, he'll kill you. Well, sitting over in the corner was her big kraut tub, a big wooden tub that she would make kraut in. He jumped in that thing, pulled the lid over on his top of him. Well, the noise on the front porch wasn't her husband. It was another gentleman caller. Well, he came on in, sat down at the kitchen table, enjoyed a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with her when they heard a noise on the front porch. It's my husband. If he comes in, he'll kill you. Being quick-minded, he jumped up, grabbed the kraut tub, picked it up, and was lumbering out the door with it when her husband did indeed walk in. And when he walked in, he was such a neighborly man that he actually held the door open as the other gentleman walked out, saying, "My wife thanks you for the loan of your kraut tub." He took it on down the path, got to the end of the path, looked around, saw that the husband was not following him, sat down and said, "Phew, I sure got away real good with that." The first gentleman jumped up out of the kraut tub hollering, "Not as good as I did."
Pete Vanderpool, a.k.a. Santa Claus, started telling stories about 22 years ago.
You probably would like a Santa Claus story, but that's not what I'm going to be telling at Telebration. If you don't mind, I would like to tell a brand new story that nobody has heard yet. He was sitting in his wheelchair, wearing his favorite ball cap, the one with the emblem of the ship he had served on many years ago. He was looking down at his hands. Joyce and I set up the flip chart on the easel, handed out name tags, and we were ready to begin the first step in our unique story creation process. We went to each of the 12 individuals in the room, extended a hand, saying that our name was, and asking them theirs. You see, these were residents in a secured Alzheimer's unit. We needed to make them comfortable with our presence. I approached the man with a ball cap, took his hand in mine, and said, "Hi, I'm Pete. What's your name?" Slowly, he raised his head. I saw two bright blue eyes looking back at me and realized that he recognized that somebody wanted his attention. With great effort, he responded, "I'm JR." We passed out some goofy picture to each person and started asking questions. Questions never relying on memory, but rather imagination. This group was writing a story. A goofy story. Yeah, but hey, the picture was goofy. There was input from each, sometimes slowly drawn out, but added by the scribe as accurately as possible to the previous contributions. Finally, the story was complete. It had the necessary beginning, middle, and end. It had a title. The characters were all properly named. Well, maybe not properly named. Remember, this is about imagination. And the names of the contributors were added to the scribe's work. As we packed up our stuff, the activities person helping us said quietly, "Do you realize that was the first time JR had spoken in over a month?" Goosebumps. Well, we continued our weekly visit for 9 more weeks. Over time, JR spoke, single word answers at first, but progressed to complete sentences toward the end. His answers were slowly delivered, but our patience was rewarded when we told the scribe what he said. He seemed pleased and encouraged. 3 months after our last session, we returned for a follow-up. The procedure is always the same. Instructions, hand out goofy picture, encourage input based on imagination, write it down, read it back. This time the picture was of a baby in his high chair, celebrating his first birthday. Before him was a bowl of chocolate pudding. On his head was a hat. On his face was, well, maybe it was a smile or maybe he was about to cry, but his face was decorated with, you guessed it, chocolate pudding. So were his hands. So was the high chair. As the story unfolded, the group decided that someone had to clean up the mess. The question was posed, who? Some answered, Mom. Others suggested those present might help. Then from the back of the group, loud and clear, came the answer, the old man with a beard will clean it up. It had come from a man in a wheelchair, wearing his favorite ball cap, flashing his beautiful blue eyes at me. JR had spoken. Dementia be dipped. I love my job.
You can hear more stories at Telebration on Saturday, November 16th at the First Presbyterian Church at 433 Ocoee Street, downtown Cleveland, starting at 7 p.m. The Cleveland Storytelling Guild hosts regular meetings and storytelling opportunities all year long. You can learn more about this organization on Facebook at the Cleveland Storytelling Guild. Telebration is a family-friendly event, free and open to the public. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.